Hey, all you pet stylists. You found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and co-star of the show, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Groom Pod, episode 300.
Recorded on June 6, 2021 in Snohomish, Washington and Tucson, Arizona. This podcast is brought to you by listener support and through our kind sponsors, Best Shot, Show Season, Evolution Shears, The Absorber, and Stazco and Chewy. This week on the Groom Pod, we're going to be reflecting on our 300 episodes. We're going to talk my cells and chat with the group. The Absorber Towel from DogLoversTowel.com is changing my world, and I think you should know about it. The Absorber feels like a magic eraser, and a chamois had a baby, but you use it like a sponge. Get it wet, blot off the pet, squeeze the water down the drain, and repeat. It's like magic. Dogs dry more quickly because they start out drier. Saves laundry costs because I'm not washing any more terry cloth towels. Saves space, too, especially for mobile and house call groomers. Just soak them in vinegar and water between pets. To clean the absorber, toss it in the wash and let it air dry. Then wet it when you're ready to use it again. I cut them in half to make them easier to wring out. You can find the Absorber Towel at DogLoversTowel.com. And if you use GroomPod as the coupon code when you place your first order, you will get 10% off.
Hey, dude, this dog, like, stinks, man. Okay, groomer, do something about it, man. He smells worse than those sandals you wear when you take them off.
How was your week?
Oh, you know what? It's heating up in Tucson. We are now in the over 100. So we're in the 102, 103 degree days. And that puts a stress on the entire community. So people and dogs come in a little bit more stressed. I mean, dogs get to ride in their air conditioned vehicles unless not, but people are more stressed out. And, you know, they come in panting and saying, oh my God, it's so hot out there. Take his coat down, shame him, you know, like whatever. And it makes for a little bit of customer tension because, as you know, I really don't like to shave down dogs and take away all the insulation from the heat. But some people swear that it makes a difference and their dogs are more comfortable. And I try to explain, especially on light-skinned dogs, that coat, I mean, we are the UV capital of the country. I mean, we just got like straight solid. There's no, it's sun, it's rays, it's cancer causing, and it's hot, it's scary. So we have to do a lot of talking with our customers to kind of find a comfortable place where they think they've done their best for their dog. And I think I've done my best for their dog. It's always difficult when your interests collide with their desires, you know?
Yeah, that's a tough one. But I think
some people take education and some people don't. You know, we had a new, it's interesting. I mean, some people come in and just like give over the power to me, especially now that I'm older, thank God. Especially now that I'm on ladies, give over the part, whatever you think is proper and right for my dog. Other people come in and don't even give you a chance to be an expert. You're just a cutter. You know, you're just there, you know, you're just a laborer.
A dog washer.
Yeah, well, the dog clipper downer.
Right.
You know, like, so, you know, like we had one new customer, great, great big kind of butch girl woman come in with her dog. I didn't even try to coat her. I mean, she was so assertive. And so I just took charge of what she wanted, and it was this, and leave a little ball on the end of the tail, and okay, I got it. I did it, and we put a tie on the dog, and they loved it.
Nice. Well, we went from 83 degrees to 50 degrees. So it's cold and it started to rain and the dogs are taking longer to dry now. Again, I was like I was in the glory zone there for a minute with the drying, but now everybody's taking a long time to dry. But
yeah, the humidity's up. That's your enemy. Just like the dry heat is my enemy.
I discovered something that was very interesting, and I used some different products and I got a much straighter finish on the coat of my Yorkie something or other mix, probably a Yorkie Shih Tzu mix. I have no idea. But last couple times I've been doing the dog, I have been using just very light conditioner, spray on conditioner, not a lot of stuff. But then, where'd you go, Barbara?
I'm here.
Good. Oh, there you go. You just disappeared from my view. All of a sudden you were gone. Anyway, I used Best Shot Cucumber Melon Sentiment Conditioner before I dried this dog. The hair dried so much straighter, and I'm not sure if that was the difference or not. That was the only thing I did difference from the last two times. I used the HV dryer with just the cuff with no focuser or anything on it. And I didn't even have to brush it. It just straightened the hair so much better. And I felt much better with my finished product by having the dog's hair straightened a lot. I mean, it's just.
Well, what had you used before?
I think I was just using Results Rinse, maybe. Or I had tried the Bobby Panter conditioner and had a difficult time with it. So I think I had conditioner phobia for the last two times. And this time I put the dog in the bathtub and boom, it looks spectacular.
Yeah, I need to talk to Sandy and show season about the Results Rinse, because they've changed the formula a little bit.
Bummer.
And I'm just not getting the results that I was getting in the beginning of the use of that product. But I am also having good results from the Best Shot Sentiment line of products. And, you know, from years of resisting the fragrances, I find that full fragrances, you know, I did the apple lily or something like that. Oh, my God. You know, it's just really nice. So, you know, having a good silicone polymer, copolymer, whatever it is, in the conditioner really does make a difference in the straightening and the speed of your drying.
I think some of it was, I'm really attached to the orchid smelling conditioner and shampoo, and the orchid is a puppy conditioner. And I don't.
Yeah, but you know what? You can use it on anything.
I put them.
No, they just put it, they're just marketing it for puppies, but it's not like somewhat.
Well, but the thing is.
Different. It's really not different. Come on, marketing.
Dave, like, I asked. Dave said there is more silicone conditioning product in the cucumber adult shampoo or conditioner than there is in the puppy. Now, I didn't add the Max in because I could add the Max in and make it just as good as the cucumber.
Well, you know what? I've had to add the Max in kind of backfire.
Oh.
We added the Max in to the Best Shot Dirty Wash and Dirty Plenish, which I really like. And it's excellent for dirty dogs and curly hair. But we had a little Havanese, and I mean a little Havanese. And she came onto my table. Dave dried her and he made her and dried her and everything. She came on my table and she looked dirty and not dried well. And, you know, he always does a great job of straightening out coats for me. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? Did he think he bathed her and didn't, or did he think he straightened her and didn't? Or I said, hey, Dave, what's going on? I don't know. She just came out like that. I don't like it at all. We rebathed her, and you know what it was? It was buildup.
Like you were talking about.
It was buildup, and I didn't think that the Best Shot products would build up, but you know, like, but here's the deal. The time before, I had used the eye groom squalane. I think that stuff can build up. And I think that was underneath there, and there still was some product residue on, and we put the Best Shot on top of that, and it didn't really, so I just suspect somehow it was that combination back-to-back things, because that bug comes in quite frequently. So, but fortunately, I had just ordered a new brand new gallon of Best Shot Clarify. So we just put her back in the tub, clarified her, and she was perfect. So it's all, I think everybody needs to have a clarifying shampoo on hand for those kind of moments. And you know, and for lots of other reasons, just really dirty dogs or allergic dogs, where you don't want to have the additional goodies in there that they might be sensitive to. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's that.
Well, I was pretty pleased with myself. I like it when I'm tickled by my own grooming. Like when you see the dog walk up after it's been a month and you're like, hey, that's not a bad haircut. That happened to me.
Well, good.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it when I like my own grooming too.
Oftentimes it doesn't happen like that for me. You know, when the lopsided ears grow out, it seems like they exacerbate the, you know, the misalignment.
You know, asymmetrical is in look.
Oh, yeah, true. So Erica uses the eye groom clarifying as a pre-bath for medicated shampoos. I've got a chat line going over here. I got to pay attention.
Yeah, the clarifying is a good, either the clarifying or the hypo is a good pre-medicated. It's always a good idea to clean the hair before you use a medicated shampoo, because some medicated shampoos just don't clean all that well, especially if the problem that you're working on has to do with excess sebum.
Yep.
Excuse me, sebum. So if the coat is extra oily or something, the medicated shampoo, it might not clean as well. An exception is the Best Shot Lemonade, which I just got a bottle of, but oh my God, I love it. You know, I'm trying to do less medication with chlorhexidine. I'm trying to do less killing off. I'm starting to worry. You know, I read an article, and I sent it to Sandy too. I read an article about there's a new kind of concept of adaptive bacteria. You know, this is not the full resistant bacteria that you get in MRSA. But there is a suspicion that bacteria can adapt to some of these lesser pesticides and preservatives and that kind of thing that we're using. And that's pretty scary. So I'm trying to to be more mindful of when I really want to use the chlorhexidine, and when I would rather use another form of medicated and an oatmeal. I'm really back in the oatmeal wagon, and I know that's just a huge controversy in our industry, but I believe in oatmeal, and I'm using it on myself.
I had an interesting tidbit for you, Barbara, this week. Remember I told you there was a dog groomer that had a podcast, or not a dog groomer, sorry, a vet that has a podcast that I've been listening to? Well, I reached out to her to see if she would like to come on our podcast and talk about the ear hair pulling thing. I asked her what her opinion was, and like us, she has the same opinion. Leave healthy ears alone. Do as little as possible. If there's a problem, then go in there and remove some hair. But otherwise, just leave it alone. And I was like, great. Do you want to come on and talk to us on the podcast? And she said, oh, no, I'm far too busy with my own podcast. And I thought, really? Did you just, you know, I have more followers on our podcast than you have on yours, but I didn't say it. But anyway, I thought that was kind of a, now I'm like, okay, do I really want to know about bilateral otitis or not? Because I'm not going to listen to this episode after she dissed us and turned us down.
Ray Buff can hear you. Just went mute. Ray Buff, you mute.
I went mute.
Were you cursing?
Yes.
Uh-oh, I just got a notice that my internet connection is unstable.
Oh, well, keep going. Forge ahead. It'll be fine. It's just any other Sunday, you know, Barbara.
It is Sunday.
300th Sunday. Anything else you want to talk about before we... Oh, I do. I have something else I want to talk about. And it's very important. We have a new Patreon.
Oh, great. Love our Patreon.
All right, everybody. We have a new Patreon. That was applause in case you couldn't recognize it. That's the new mixer. That's our grooming dollars at work right there. The funny thing about our lovely new Patreon member is they signed up but didn't put their name on other than T. So thank you, T. We really appreciate you joining us and Patreon people and all that. Hey, we might have something really cool coming up the line in the Patreon. So
I am especially devoted and grateful for our Patreon subscribers, because it's meant a lot of difference to me to have a little bit more income generated from the Groom Pod to kind of make up for the time we spend here. I just totally appreciate it.
I agree with
you. So we're going to find a way to reward you, Patreoners.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. Absolutely. Okay, so let me tell you about a really cool gift that Best Shot is giving you guys for being here on the podcast on the Zoom thing. And it is for online orders only, for orders from today through Friday. If you mention the code, promo code POD300, Best Shot will give you, in addition to their fabulous $24.95 sample offers that they give everybody, they're giving us free shipping on orders totaling $25 or more. That includes bulk orders, it includes gallons, it includes retail sizes. So if you're going to place a Best Shot order, call them or do it through the website and they will give you free shipping as long as it's over $25. Thanks, Best Shot.
Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment.
I want to reflect on our 300th episode here about the beginning of the podcast. And I've written a little message here. Winter of 2016, while working and listening to podcasts, I wondered if there were any grooming podcasts. There were not. I thought it would be a fun hobby. I had never done any audio broadcasting or sound editing, but it didn't seem like it was a big task. I even knew who I wanted to do it with. I began researching the how-tos and what fors. By the end of that summer, I had a plan. I thought I'd better share the plan with my co-host, since she had no idea I was planning all this stuff. The amazing thing was that she was actually willing to go along with my crazy scheme. I couldn't promise her a paycheck, but I did promise she could do the show in her pajamas. And sometimes she does. I had no idea I would love creating and producing radio so much that I would devote almost every minute of my free time to it. And here we are today, 300 episodes in, and I'm so grateful to be on this adventure with you.
Oh, Susie. Well, I didn't write anything, but I've got to give it back to you because you have enhanced my life with this opportunity, and you have enabled me to stay relevant as I age and wither. And you have given me an opportunity to learn something every week. And learning keeps me alive. It keeps me going. It keeps me looking forward to the day. And you have given me a community to feel a part of when I'm a solo person with no family. And of course, what's happened is that I've become so much online that I don't have hardly any real life friends. Because I just hole up and work for the groom pod. But, you know, it's just made a huge difference in my life. I don't have to worry about the anxiety of, am I going to be invited to a trade show or not? So what? I would love to go, but I don't gotta go. And right now, physically, I'm not even sure I would be able to go. But you've given me a way to just like stay in the forefront. And I'm so grateful to you for that. And I'm so grateful to our listeners and our patrons for supporting us in doing this. I never imagined 300 episodes, but I never imagined that we wouldn't have 300 episodes. I knew immediately when we started talking that you and I were perfect for this because of our existing friendship and of our similarities and differences. Our differences keep this alive, similarity. So you could provide the technical expertise and I could just focus on some content and I could drop the F-bomb if I needed to, or I don't need to, but it slips out. And my lips just, oh man, they don't stop before it comes out, and there it is, you know. And I could be myself. I could deliver my content and my educational stuff and still be totally myself. And what a gift. So the groom pod is huge for me, and I thank you all. We are sisters from another mother. For you know, sure. I mean, and that's the other thing. I never dreamed how strong our bond.
Oh, yes. Sorry I made everybody tear up. I hate that. Sorry, Barbara. Sorry. Audio's a little wonky. I always wanted to learn a new language. I didn't know it was going to be producing and editing a podcast. God. So do you remember thinking way back in the beginning, what in the world are we going to talk about for an hour or even an hour a week for a year? And, you know, there's very rarely a time where we don't have something we want to talk about, something that's in our basket or in our craw or in our mental bubblegum that we come up with topics every week. Sometimes what you guys don't know is, or maybe you do, is the topics are decided like 5 minutes before we go online. Well, no, it's more like an hour because I need to have an outline.
Well, yeah, that's what keeps us relevant, is that it's not a static kind of table of content, sort of a production, is that we stay in touch with groomers on our Facebook group, on other Facebook groups, in our communities, and we let that feed our content for the podcast. And I think that's what makes it interesting, you know. Plus, I have this commitment to kind of give some technical education in little bite-sized pieces, because I think the bite-sized pieces are more digestible for people than a full day of technical information.
I had hoped that we would create a pack of groomers that we could call our friends and that we would see at trade shows and stuff like that. I think this time when I go to Groom Expo, that actually might happen. I might run into people who listen to the show and recognize my name. It happened a little bit at the Pacific Northwest show, but this is the first big show I'm going to get to go and feel the love like in person. And I'm
You need to wear your headphones.
Yeah, I'll be wearing tie-dye. I'll be wearing groom pod shirts. You know, you'll all hear me talking because I never shut up. That's a fact. So I wanted to mentor people with this show because I just like doing that. I like to be the person they call and to be the voice of reason. And we all have the same questions over and over again. And sometimes we just need to vent to somebody. And I like being that. I like to be that. I love the radio platform for that too. I love that we can get a question on our Facebook group and put it out to you guys and get all kinds of responses and then talk about it on the show. It's really cool. I always wanted to make Barbara a bigger part of my world. That was definitely part of my goal too. I did never, ever expected it to go this, to be this just enriching. I didn't expect to learn about conditioners and shampoos and ingredients. I knew a little bit. What if we all went to Tucson and rented a big Airbnb? Hey, that'd be fun. We could come down and they want to party down in Tucson in a big Airbnb, have a big room.
Yeah, party. In the fall or the spring.
Yeah, that's
but not right now.
Yeah.
In a big Airbnb with lots of cool air conditioning. Yeah. Brutal here, people.
Yeah.
I always wanted to have more of a connection with you too, Susie, yeah. Because we just had this great kind of trade show connection. And then you brought me to Washington and for seminars and stuff. And that worked out so well. And we just had such an easygoing rapport with each other that I always felt that we were destined for something. So this manifested that, and I'm so pleased.
Me too. The biggest thing about this whole thing is I wanted to do this. I wanted to talk on a microphone and I wanted to hear myself talk and I wanted to play with little gadgets over here that make applause, sing songs. I want to do all of this stuff. It's what I trained for in school and never got to realize because I was a horrible drug addict and then went other directions. Pizza delivery. I did all kinds of stuff. Yeah, maybe after Christmas. Okay, meetup. I know other podcasts do meetups, so maybe we'll have to do a meetup. That'll be fun. Barbara, my grooming has evolved because of you. And because of this show, I'm a way better groomer. I accept my limitations and work around them. And I'm a much better customer service person because of the show, because of the stuff I've learned from you. You know what? My two favorite things that you've taught me, two favorite top of my list for customer service, Q-tip, quit taking it personally. And does this work for you?
You know what? I guess those two when you said that.
They have made a huge impact in my customer relation ability, the ability to say the right thing in the moment by having those like on the buttons on this mixer. I have those stored and ready to go whenever they're applicable. I throw them out. I throw the Q-tip in and I throw the does it work for you out. And they're just fantastic.
I think quit taking it personally is the harder thing because we don't always know how to catch ourselves in the act of taking it personally because we're taking it personally. And as a person who has been limited in my life by taking it personally, I mean, part of my, I just remember times where I just was stopped and blocked because I was having an emotional taking it personally. And, you know, it comes from my family stuff where they wouldn't take me seriously about the pain that my father was causing emotionally, you know, when he was telling me that I was too fat and didn't have big enough boobs and stuff like that. And they just said, you know, like, quit taking it personally. Well, excuse me. You know, and you're making a mountain out of a molehill. That was the thing. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. And we're all capable of doing that, of taking some little diff that happens in a day and using it as chewing gum that we chew on. And by the end of the day, it's a misdemeanor on somebody's part has turned into a felony. You know what I'm saying? And that's because we take it personally, because we take it as a diss to ourselves and not just, you know, like, a function of their psychology or their day or their marriage or whatever, you know, like we feel like they're being rude to us because they're consumed with something or, you know, they don't have good manners or whatever.
Erica threw out another good phrase when she has to ask her a favor or something to be switched like that. She says, would you be open to?
Yeah, that's right. I always ask, I ask permission for, well, I don't always ask permission because, but I do use the does it work for you? And are you able to come later? Because I'm not done with your dog. You know, texting has like changed my work life and changed how I texting has eliminated so much stress from fear of not getting something done on time and having people come before you've done the face. Because I can just put it out there. I need an extra 15 minutes on brownie, you know, whatever. And it's just, does that work for you? Can you handle that? What I love about my business is that I can be real personal with my customers. You can't do that always in a larger setting, but that business is me. And I give and take with my customers. They might ask to come in later or ask to change their appointment and at the last minute. And I do. I had a dog come in for grooming yesterday, and she had an enormous hot spot thing. I mean, the practically full length of the front leg was just blistered. And they'd already been to the vet and they got medication and had become a little less horrible looking, but it still didn't look good. And we just all, you know, and I was at home, Yvonne was at the shop taking in the dog, and the mother and the owner's mother and her brought the dog in, and they just didn't know really whether she should get bathed or not. And we all looked at the picture and they looked at the dog, and I said, you know, I think we could wait a few more days to let that medication, because that, it looked terrible. And I don't want to be responsible for like aggravating an open skin kind of, it wasn't fully open, but it was barely, it was just nasty looking. It was definitely uncomfortable. And she said, you can't touch the leg. And, you know, like, I don't want to do that. So I don't know how I got off on that texting.
I had a payoff for being flexible yesterday. I have a guy who's, I don't know, he's kind of a curmudgeon-y old dude, but he's still out and about. And I sent his text message, but he never looks at his phone. I sent a message that adjusted his timing by a half an hour. So he was supposed to be there at 1, but I changed it to 1:30, but he never looked at his text. So at 1 o'clock, he calls me panicked. He's about a half an hour away from our meeting spot. And he's like, oh no, I messed up. I really messed up. Only he'd used Barbara's favorite word, I effed up really badly, and I was still at home. I hadn't even left. I said, you're okay. I said, it's only a half an hour. And I said, besides, if you'd have looked at your text message above this one, you would see I wasn't supposed to be there till 1:30, and you're fine. So he was like, oh, I'm so grateful. You're so wonderful being so flexible. I said, well, yeah, but I was actually not coming until 1:30 anyway. Well, I groomed the dog, and when he came back, he bought me a box of fancy cupcakes from the cupcake store. My favorite cupcakes from the cupcake store. I know. I love it. That's my reward. I love food rewards.
I just try to be flexible with my customers, and I give that, you know, and I use the does this work for you so that they can say, not really. I was planning to do this and that, you know, and then I can say, okay, great. let's look at plan C. You know, yes. So
Mia says she's pretty flexible with her clients too. I think it's really the way to go. They appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, because there's times when you've got to ask them to be flexible. And, you know, you've always got customers, some customers that are more flexible than others. I have some customers that just are not flexible. And I know who they are. And I even have a little tag in my computer database where I can tag them as not very flexible. So then I know if I've got to choose between customer A and customer B of who I'm going to ask to come in at a different time, I'll pick the one that's flexible, right? I won't pick the ex-military fighter pilot guy that's still so structured that if he changes from 9 to 9:30, he's going to have a breakdown. You know, I don't know how we got there.
I'd rather have a chronic.
Does this work for you? Well, not really.
Yeah, I'd rather have a chronic canceler than the inflexible one because I'm always late. I'm always chatting with someone or stopping for pet food or whatever. It's part of my
modus operandi.
Yeah, it's part of my groomer client contract is that I get to be flexible and that you don't really get to be that flexible. Like, for instance, you can do anything you want before 2:30, but make sure you don't have anything planned after 2:30 because I'll be there at some point in time after 2:30, but not before. So, you know, it's easy. I make rules. Hey, we've got another special gig. First of all, the best shot tagline is making masterpieces out of messes in record time or made from the best stuff on earth. You guys, end of the advertisement. I say both of those, I think, somewhere in there. Anyway, the old advertisement and the new advertisement. So apparently those t-shirts are just going to live here for a little while longer. Needless to say, Evolution Shears gave us a cool deal for our special 300th episode. Also, they have a sharpening special. If you send in $50 worth of sharpening, then send in two additional regular pairs of shears, they'll sharpen those extra two pairs of shears for free. So anything over $50, you get two pairs of shears sharpened for free. And that's from Evolution. Just call them up and tell them GroomPod 300 and you'll get that special deal.
So here's a question. Do you tip your sharpener?
I do.
I do.
I do. I tip my sharpener. Actually, I don't tip Wesley, though. But I tip Randy. Do I tip Randy? Yeah, I tip Randy. But I have. Yeah, you should, though. Really. I tip my horseshoer. Why aren't I?
I tip my sharpener. And I urged him. In fact, I told him to include a tip window in his square thing. His square up thing, because he wasn't doing that. And I said, hey, I need to tip you. And your income is going to like miraculously increase if you just put that window in there. He said, well, just get used to it, dude. It pays off. And people want, and you know, and people should be tipping their sharpening. It's a service. It's like your waitress, like your groomer.
Yes. So
don't tip your veterinarian. That's because they charge too much.
Yeah, we don't need to tip those guys. Hey, I'm going to give you guys another couple chances to win a t-shirt.
Then you're going to just be shipping out t-shirts at random.
I hope to. That is my hope. And by the way, if you do win a t-shirt, then you've got to private message me so I can get all your information afterwards. But tell me, you guys, either on the chat or raise your hand, whoever is first, what instrument does Barbara play? Well, she may play more than one. Anybody? Oh, Erica. Erica, unmute yourself.
Drums.
Private message me, you get another t-shirt. All right, cool.
What kind of music does he sing? What kind of music do I sing?
For extra credit, Erica.
Mia.
Oh, Mia?
Go, Mia.
What kind of music does she sing? Mia.
Yes, music.
Yes, music? Jazz music. I love your accent.
Okay.
Sorry.
Jazz music. She does some jazz music.
Well, no, that's not quite it. There's another more. Somebody else. There's one.
Okay.
Who's that?
African. Kaylee says African.
Reggae.
No.
Reggae? No.
Debbie Joe. Let's ask Debbie Joe.
Hi, Debbie Joe.
Hi there.
What kind of music?
I said reggae.
Yep.
No.
All right.
I'm a mean, mean woman. I don't mean no one man no good. Said I'm a mean old mama. I don't mean no one man
yes.
no good.
There you go.
I just treat them like I want to. I never treat them, honey, like I should.
All right. Oh, look, it says there's where the hand.
Who got that?
Debbie Joe.
Everybody,
who said
anybody?
Me.
Who said blue?
Debbie Joe, private message me. I'll send you a shirt.
Okay.
Okay, one more chance here. What's the best tip I ever received? This is only for people who've been listening for a long time.
I know.
A cruise,
you
I think.
It. Yes.
Yay.
Private message me, you get a shirt.
Yay.
Cool. Okay. Now we will move on to Barbara's totally awesome PowerPoint.
Got a little education coming. People.
Okay. Let me do the intro, though. Let me do the intro.
Okay.
Groomers, take your seats. School is about to begin.
Look at that.
Oh, let's look at myself. Is that a pretty slide or what? You know, I'm all about the visual, and I picked something because we were doing a live video here today. I picked a topic that I needed to show you pictures. So this is one that I can't just talk about. So first we look at the nature of water. And water has one property that is particularly of interest to us as groomers or any cleaning, and this is the property of surface tension. So this is a molecular force that allows water striders to walk on water because it forms kind of almost a membrane, a molecular membrane. Now, I couldn't walk on the water, but the striders can, and that's because they've got these kind of needle-like legs that cover a large surface there. It also, surface tension causes water to bead up and form droplets. And in order to utilize water as a wetting agent, we've got to get past the whole droplet thing, and the surface tension needs to be reduced. So enter surfactants, or surface acting agents. Here is the surfactant molecule. It is called amphipathic. So amphi means both, and pathic means like. So amphipathic means likes both, and in this case, the polar water-loving head loves water, and the non-polar hydrophobic tail loves oil, hates water, really hates water. Surfactants with molecules like this are the cleaning engines of all shampoos, soaps, laundry detergents, micellar waters, all that stuff. You have it. Floor cleaners, automobile cleaners, you know, dog grooming shampoos. They all have this type of molecule. And even naturally occurring surfactants like soap nuts, yucca extract, and soap wort have this molecule. It's a natural thing, phenomenon, a natural thing. So the surfactant molecules line up on the surface of the water, and when they get to be enough of them there, it counteracts the surface tension of the water. And it lowers that surface tension and allows the shampoo molecules to flow through the water to the substrate, the hair, your dishes, your clothing, whatever you're cleaning, the dog. This is how cleaning occurs. So you can see the little lollipops are molecules, and you see how the tails are attaching to the dirt on the skin. And the tails are, the heads are so attracted to the water that it pulls the molecules that are now attached to the oil, because they're oil loving, pulls them into the water, and any loose molecules, these are called monomers, these single agents, solo soldiers, they surround the little piece of oil or dirt and dissolve it in the water. Now, let me see what I said here. Oil-loving tails of molecules grab oily soil, and the force of the attraction of the heads to the water pulls the soil away from the substrate. As the tails are attached and the heads want their space and are repelled by each other, micelles are formed that hold the dirt and oil until rinsed away. So we see these kind of pinwheel clusters. But that's not an accurate view. This is more like what the micelle, spherical type micelle, would really look like. It's a 3D view. And if you look inside, see the red and blue and yellow and green thingies, that's the stuff that the tails are holding on to. Inside that core of that micelle, there's no water. So the water-hating tails, they're stuck in the water. They want to get away from the water, so they clump together and form a waterless core in which they hold on to the oil, sebum, dirt that they have pulled away from the substrate, your hair, your dishes, your clothes, whatever. Micelles are self-assembling. They automatically form when the concentration of surfactant in the water is right for that surfactant. This is called the critical micelle concentration, CMC. Now, sulfates, which are the most common major primary cleansers in shampoos, have very low CMC and will form micelles in high dilution. This makes them very popular for shampoo formulators. So more mild surfactants have a higher CMC. There's got to be more of them on the surface before they'll form micelles. And that's one of the drawbacks of sulfate-free surfactant. Now, micelles can vary in size according to the surfactants used in the formulation. I ran into this picture. Now, I wouldn't give, you don't need to get too stuck on that they're calling these adult shampoo, adult body wash, baby cleanser. What's happening is that the smaller micelle is just a single anionic surfactant, possibly even a clarifying or degreasing shampoo. The second one, where there's kind of reggae colors, that is an amphoteric added to an anionic. So you'll see more it's a larger micelle. And then thirdly, we have an addition of non-ionic surfactants, and that's called baby cleanser. But actually, that larger micelle represents more what you would see in a pet shampoo or even a human shampoo. The combination nowadays, we see combination of anionic, amphoteric, and non-ionic surfactants in our shampoos. Now, the larger the micelle, the milder the product, or the less likely it is to cause irritation or be able to pick up too much lipids off of your skin. Micelles also vary in shape. You have the spherical, lamellar, which I call the lasagna shape. Is that, well, and cylindrical. There's some single molecules on the left. We see a spherical molecule on the top, and the spherical molecule, it can be added onto, and you have a rod-shaped molecule. And these rod-shaped molecules can become intertwined in what we call worm-like molecules. And one of the things I learned while reading was that worm-like micelles help to thicken a product. So thickeners sometimes thicken by forming the formulator can change the shape of the micelles by exerting what's called packing forces. And I'm not going to get into that because it's even too complicated for me, but these shapes can be manipulated by the knowledgeable formulator. And we do know, we have read that worm-like micelles are part of the usual thickening that happens. Whoa, this is a reverse micelle. It's a thing.
I like that one.
You'll know. Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, it looks like a UFO.
It does look like a UFO, although you got to remember that there are a million micelles in a drop of water. You know, I mean, these things are so tiny. This is why you don't really see like SEM photography of actual micelles. They're very hard to capture, but they have been seen and viewed. And this is what's called a reverse micelle, which would be found in solvents and gasoline, in oily substances, in not too much in cosmetics. But I just wanted you to know that reverse micelles, also called inverse micelles, are a thing. This is a diagram that I picked up that's actual photographed of real life micelles forming. And this would appear to me to be reverse micelles, because see how the tail, the red, it seems like the red is the tail and the green is the head. And by the way, NS stands for nanosecond. And I looked it up, 1 nanosecond is 1 billionth of a second.
Boy, that's fast.
Holy mackerel.
Gosh. Really fast.
Holy mackerel. But you can see how quickly these things are forming. Now, let's talk a little bit. You know, you're not going to get me unless I'm going to talk a little bit to you about marketing. Micelles have become a marketing point. And we see micellar water, especially for face cleansing and skin care. And now we even see micellar shampoo. And this is what they, how they market this micellar shampoo.
Isn't it kind of like saying that you're getting a bottle of hydrogen and oxygen when you buy a bottle of water? I mean, they're breaking it down to the molecular level of what's in the shampoo.
I know. It's silly because all shampoos utilize micellar technology. And here they're saying the gentle purifying power of micelle. Where does this purifying come in? I'm glad you asked. Purifying comes in because the real technological advance that has happened to allow for micellar products is that chemistry has learned how to make clear products with many ingredients.
That used to be more difficult.
So it's chemistry that has made them clear, and the clearness people take as purity, right?
Yeah, that's always a marketable thing, because I remember when they were making clear Coke and Pepsi, and I always thought, that looks weird. Of course, you make it clear, you take the caramel flavor out of it, because I don't think you can make clear caramel flavor, and it's not the same.
So, of course, they're going to market some free from, because free from marketing is the current thing. You know, in some countries, Susie, you can't market free from.
Really?
You cannot sell your product. In some countries, you cannot sell your product on the basis of what it doesn't have in it. I want to move there. Free of harsh parabens, dyes, and silicones, what a bunch of bullshit, that can cause dry, brittle hair in the long run. Well, show me the evidence. Contains gentle micellar technology. There's gentle. That's
oh, Patty.
You know, that goes back to being clear and pure. You know, gentle micellar technology is, I don't know.
Oh, Patty.
Not all, I mean, it can be either way. It can be gentle. I mean, micelles can be gentle or it can be harsh depending on the surfactant. And of course, we have Pantene's Nourishing Blend of Pro Vitamins and rich antioxidants. Now, look at this. Pantene micellar shampoo, $18.50 for a 17-ounce bottle, contains sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium chloride salt, cocamine and propyl betaine, citric acid, fragrance, sodium citrate. I don't know why they would have citric acid, which acidifies, and sodium citrate, which... go, it takes it the other way. Sodium xylene sulfonate and cocamide MEA. And then the Pantene AquaPure, which I think is the precursor or the product that came just before micellar shampoo. And look at, it's almost the same first 10 ingredients.
Crazy. There's just a couple switched around.
Sodium chloride has been switched around, and the fragrance is a little bit further down, and that's all.
It's about,
and here's the
money.
Pantene. The third one is Pantene Classic Clean, which is kind of the original Pantene. And look at it.
It's the same.
Sodium lauryl, cocamine, propyl betaine, sodium citrate, sodium xylene sulfonate, sodium lauryl sulfate. Well, that's a little bit in a different place. Sodium chloride, there's your salt, and cocamide MEA. Now, look at the math. 17 ounces for $18.50 is $1.09 per ounce. 48.8 ounces for two of these 24.4 ounce bottles is 27 cents per ounce. This is the marvelousness of marketing. People will actually prefer to buy the more pure Mysore shampoo. Isn't that a trip?
So
just a few final points to leave you with, and I was determined not to give people more than they could digest of this. Micelles are not only a function of cleaning, but surfactant micelles also act as emulsifiers to mix oils and water in the shampoo, such as fragrance oils, emollients like argan oil, and any oil-based product ingredients. And micelles are also an important aspect of thickening shampoos and help to keep all the ingredients mixed and stabilized. Micelle technology is fundamental in the formulation of effective pet grooming products, and surfactants are our friends. So I hope this has meant a little something to somebody. Okay, so give me some comments.
All right, well, I gave you a lot of...
That's the end.
That's the end. Okay,
end.
That was really good. I love your PowerPoints. That shows that you worked really hard on it.
I did, and I liked that I was able to do it in less than 15 slides, which is unusual for me. And I want to do some more of these kind of small slices of the pie. I hope to. So let me escape, and I'll be back with you. And we can get out of here.
I got it.
And we can get it back out of here.
Okay, guys. All right. So our last sponsor to give us a wonderful offer for our podcast 300th episode is Show Season, and they are offering for every order of $100 or more a choice of a free Mellow Pet Thunderstorm or Home Alone spray and free shipping. Also, any Barbara Bird aromatherapy oil is buy one and get the second one for half off. So you can order it by email, janet@showseasongrooming.com, or you can call them on the phone at 678-382-0218. It's good Sunday through Friday, the June 11th, 6th through 11th. And two more t-shirts to give away then. What do you say?
Yeah. I would say that.
Okay.
We can't give these t-shirts away.
Yeah,
we need a new t-shirt.
So here is the t-shirt, by the way. This happens to be Andrea's from Tucson. I just haven't mailed it yet. There's what they look like. They're the old logo. So
nice and large logo.
Nice, good, large logo right on the front. Not the greatest t-shirts, but, you know, for free. What can you argue with?
You can put them over a chair or something, you know, like.
Absolutely.
You don't have to actually wear them.
Okay, we've got, are those hands still up? They're still up.
They're nice and crepe. T-shirt, dogs love them in the crepe. Wear them a couple of times and put them in the dog crate. The dog would jump right in there.
Okay, here we go. What's the name of my parrot?
Oh, your parrot.
Yeah, I only say it 100 times an episode. Actually, I haven't said it once this time, though. Erica, you can't win again. Put your hand down. I'm lowering your hand.
She's a winner.
Well, we know she listens.
Blueberry.
That listens to everything.
Close. You got the berry part right.
Blue.
Not blue. Think of Tom Sawyer.
Huckleberry.
There you go. Okay. Well, here's the truth of the matter. Everybody who is on this Zoom call can private message me for a t-shirt. How's that?
Oh, what a girl.
Yeah. Woohoo.
That's my partner. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I've dropped the exit part of the podcast. But Barbara and I were talking a little earlier about perhaps extending it another half an hour for you guys and doing a 90-minute podcast every week instead of an hour podcast. Or we could split it up and I could put it up in two pieces. That's another option. Then you get 2 days of podcasting. But we're tossing this stuff around, so you never know what's coming up. Plus, there's all that cool Patreon stuff. And don't forget, you've got Best Shot giving you free shipping. You've got Show Season with free shipping. You've got Sharpening and free ship. It was a free Sharpening over at Evolution Shears all this week from June 6th through June 11th. And thanks for supporting us. And thanks for being part of my world. And Barbara, you're the best.
And thanks for showing up for our kind of experimental celebration. And I was thinking that as a special benefit to Patreon listeners, that we might do a Zoom cast monthly for just Patreon listeners. So,
and I like that idea.
Let us know if you like that idea. And I would be busy making up some small PowerPoints so Debbie Jo likes anything that we do.
Yeah, I love it.
Some thumbs up there. Yay. Groomers, what did you think of the PowerPoint? Was that helpful?
Unmute yourself and tell Barbara how much you love her. Because why not? Take off your mute.
I love both of you.
Oh, thank you.
I know you do, but I mean, did it give you a little bit more insight into what's in the bottle and how it's all working? I just want to keep feeding you some pieces so that eventually it will form in your mind. You'll become a much more knowledgeable groomer.
It's great. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Mia.
I thought it was great. I would love to share that information with my clients who seem to be afraid of the parabens and the surfactants, and they're terrified of these horrible ingredients.
I've thought about the PowerPoint is there. I've thought about putting it on my YouTube channel and kind of redoing the presentation on my YouTube channel, especially because it's short. And I could do, you know, like, see, I can do things. I like to do things for pet owners, Erica. And that's good about fear of parabens. And yeah, there's just, I just have to figure out ways to slice small slices of knowledge so that people can absorb it and not just fade away after, you know, 5 minutes. So what's to be afraid of? What's to be afraid of could be a subject.
Yes, what?
Pet shampoos. What's to be afraid of?
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, one of the few things that I'm afraid of is tar.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, tar. I don't use that anymore. That would have to be, I mean, and even for human use, tar and sulfur shampoos are prescription only in some in the EU. So, you know,
I'm kind of afraid of citronella and tea tree oil because they both.
I'm more afraid of delimonene than I am of citronella and tea tree oil. Although tea tree oil can be very adulterated. Anything that gets enormously popular, sometimes the popularity, the demand can outpace the supply, and so they start adding other stuff in there to extend. It's like, you know, cutting the cocaine, which is another life. But which I never did.
I know nothing. I
know
nothing.
So let's cut this off before I bury myself.
All right. I think that's a good idea. Thanks, you guys, for being here.
So, Erica, keep after me about that. Keep asking me about what you need for your clients and what would be really effective, because I think handouts don't work anymore. I think people want, you know, live content.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, so that's where I'm leaning, and I'm trying to get my head wrapped around Instagram and become more of a presence there, because people go to Instagram now more than they're going to Facebook, and actually you can link those things. So I'm working on staying relevant. It's a commitment of mine, and I do like to hear about what your needs and desires are.
Well, we appreciate that you want to stay relevant, because that keeps us relevant here on the podcast. All right, guys, thanks for being here for our 300th episode. Take advantage of those nice offers given to us by all of the great
stuff. Oh, I didn't ask him. What'd you say, guys? One last thing. Does the pink hair work?
I love the pink hair.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Everybody else, pink hair? Yay,
Debbie. You know, this is the first time I've revealed my own hair in a long, long time.
It's good.
All right.
And just to make it fun, I had to color it. But I think it works. I love it. And I'm just like hopeful it's not offensive. And of course, why would it be the groomer?
Yeah, really. All right, guys.
My customers be taking them up. Okay. See ya.
Okay, bye.
Take care of yourselves.